Reading the Bible shouldn't be a drudgery. You know, obviously there's times when we do it out of discipline. You know, maybe, you know, we had a rough night or we didn't get enough sleep, or maybe you're sick or whatever it may be. Maybe you're just going through a season, a dry season. Or maybe you're just reading something in the Bible you don't understand, but you know you have to read through it. Okay? You know, you need to make sure that you read it, because reading it out of discipline is what's going to help you to read it out of delight. So if you continue to read it out of discipline, even when you don't feel like it, eventually it'll become a delight. Right. All right. You know, someone, I remember back in the day, people, I had a mentor who taught me, Brother Mejia, read the Bible, and there's going to be times when it's going to feel like castor oil. Okay. It's just not, you're not understanding it. It's some deep stuff that you're reading. You're not getting it. But then after a while, it starts being like cornflakes. Okay. You got a little bit of milk in there. And for the Hispanics, you got to, you know, put the sugar in there and stuff like that. Slice of bananas, all right? But then after that, it becomes like peaches and cream, he said. But you have to continually do it if you want it to get to that point, okay? And look, you're not always going to delight in the Lord. And don't lie to me. Don't try to, you know, be a holier-than-thou Christian. Oh, I always love the Word of God. I always like reading it, you know? It's great. I love reading the Bible. I never grow tired of reading the Bible. No, we all, at one point or another, always grow tired of reading the Bible. Especially if you read the same story over and over again. But here's the thing. This is what you have to do. Keep reading it. And then that desire, that delight will come back. Okay? And look, it's better to do something out of delight than out of discipline, right? Because then you enjoy it. You lose track of time, right? You're just reading it because you're just feasting on the Word of God.